Kochi. The Indian Coast Guard, ICG, and Indian Navy sprang into action on Saturday after MSC Elsa 3, an 184-meter-long cargo vessel flagged under Liberia, sank approximately 70 kilometers off the coast of Kochi, Kerala. The vessel, on a short voyage from Vizhinjam port in Tiruvananthapuram to Kochi, began listing dangerously around noon on May 24 before going under. All 24 crew members aboard the ship were rescued in a coordinated maritime operation. The cargo vessel, operated by MSC, Mediterranean Shipping Company, was carrying 640 containers, of which 13 contained hazardous material, including 12 containers of calcium carbide, a chemical that reacts violently with water, potentially releasing flammable gases. In addition, the ship had 84.44 metric tons of diesel and 367.1 metric tons of furnace oil in its tanks, prompting serious concerns about potential marine pollution. At 1:25 p.m. IST on Saturday, MSC officials alerted Indian maritime authorities that the vessel was taking on water and tilting rapidly. In response, the Coast Guard deployed two ships and a Dornier short-range maritime patrol aircraft. The Indian Navy also joined the rescue operation, and all 24 crew members, comprising 20 Filipinos, 2 Ukrainians, 1 Russian, and 1 Georgian, were safely evacuated. Visuals shared by the Coast Guard show the vessel listing heavily to one side before sinking. The cause of the flooding remains undetermined. Authorities have directed the ship's managers to urgently initiate salvage operations. Though no oil spill has been reported yet, the Indian Coast Guard has placed its regional units on high alert. The ICG pollution control vessel Saksham, equipped with specialized response systems, has been deployed to the site. Aircraft with oil spill detection and mapping technologies are conducting continuous aerial surveys. The incident has raised alarms due to the ecological sensitivity of Kerala's coastline, known for its rich marine biodiversity and importance as a tourist hub. Any spill of furnace oil or hazardous material could have significant environmental repercussions. Maritime authorities are now investigating the cause of the sudden flooding and capsizing. Early reports suggest that the vessel might have developed a critical structural or mechanical fault, but this remains unconfirmed. The Ministry of Shipping and the Director General of Shipping have also been briefed and are monitoring the situation closely.